Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The legendary comedian is going to be popping in. He's had a lot to say about Obamacare as of late, and I look forward to getting him on. Always enjoyed his comedy and his humor, and he's also bucking the system, being more of a conservative or libertarian when they try to blackball anybody that does that. So he's going to be joining us. In fact, guys, will you print me the Jackie Mason articles? I mean, here's one. Famous comic flays Obama as lying maniac. Great, so we're going to be getting him on about that. I'll tell you, Obama is a lying maniac. I mean, Clinton was at least embarrassed when he said, "I did not have sex with that woman. How dare you? How dare you?" Then when it came out he was lying, he was like, "I shouldn't have done that, but it's private, and I'm embarrassed." At least. Obama's like, "I never said you could keep your plan. What kind of racist said that?" Oh, that deeply raises Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, the NSA via satellite saw Alex Jones. I can tell you right now, this morning, I got Migas that came in this giant bag. Folks, supersized racism, ladies and gentlemen. You know, now you can wear a brown bag over your head. You know, as a kid, it was always fun to cut out the eyes and, you know, do it and run around the house with the one. That'd be racist. But I mean, you know, Planned Parenthood targeting black babies to be aborted on record, it's not racist. I mean, chopping black babies up is not a big deal. Just brown bags are racist. Of course, you know why they're brown bags. It's tough paper, and it hasn't been bleached, which costs more money, so it's inexpensive bags. And literally, they're talking about the Blackhawks now. Obama's Chicago hockey team, that's racist as well, even though the tribe called themselves the Black Hawks. I mean, I never make a big deal out of this. I'm like three different Indian groups. I always forget. I know my dad, actually, as a kid, would go with his grandmother and his grandfather. Like once a year, they would actually go to the whole Native ceremonies. And oh, yeah, folks, I'm pretty wild. I have family that, like, my father has danced around real Indian fires. That's how weird. The point is, I'm actually proud of my heritage. But the interesting thing is, like, Comanche, but that's not the ones they were going to visit. It was his grandmother was the ones that are in East Texas in the swamps. I forget. I can't even remember anymore. The point is that, why was I telling that story? Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess if you named a Midwestern team the Comanches or the Apaches or something, that would be racist. Just saying the name of the group is racist. So I saw articles now about should the Blackhawks change their name? I mean, it's an Indian name, a native name. It must be racist. It must be racist. It's also racist. It just goes on and on and on and on. Actually, I wish I would have got my grandpa's Comanche good looks. My dad's dad, my grandmother on my dad's side was almost like a midget. She was like 5 feet tall, really sweet lady. And then my grandfather was like 6'3", had black hair, bright blue eyes, and like brown skin. Looked like a movie star or something. I wish I'd have got those looks. But the point is that that's racist that I just talked about my grandfather's black raven hair. I guess that's actually why I was reading that. That's why a lot of tribes call themselves the Crows or the Black Hawks or the whatever, because, you know, they liked birds of prey. Black birds were seen as good luck by a lot of the native groups. That's racist as well, that I'm actually giving you what's behind those names there. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. I am your host, Alex Jones, and the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And I am now racist for even saying the word Blackhawks, so I apologize. So stay with us. We'll be right back with all the news and a special guest joining us and a special report as well. So stay with us.
Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, I've got a lot of other news I'm going to get to. We also have a very special guest. Jackie Mason is going to be joining us to get into Obama and Obamacare. But I wanted to do this now. This is a small sampling in the last year of Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, you name it, coming out and trying to connect me to violence. And then there's a clip where O'Reilly, and I haven't seen all these that McBreen put together. I just said go out and find some of the clips. There's one where they show my head swell up red and talk about sexual predators in a report that I'm not even in. They just imply I'm a sexual predator online. With the visuals, says sexual predators, you know, extremists, hate, and put me up on screen. Or I'm deeply racist, or I'm a bomber, or I'm behind the bombing, or I'm behind the shooting, and I'm the... And again, with Richard Poplawski, now 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago in Pittsburgh, he had two pit bulls. His mother said, move out. They were defecating and urinating all over the ground. He'd been thrown out of the Marines. He was a white supremacist who spent all his time basically attacking me all over the web. I didn't even know who he was until after it happened. And I get the call. I go, he did this for you. Southern Poverty Law Center within 2 hours was given that by the police that he'd visited my site. He did it for me. So we went and searched and found the guy in photos of himself with his tattoo, how much he wanted to come after me, how he was going to get me, how I better watch it. And I called the media and I said, did you know he is a huge detractor of mine and nowhere praises me? And I went, I'm going to sue you. And they all retracted it. But now they don't even care, folks. They don't even care. How would someone who's a listener of mine, because I'm mad about the TSA violating my rights, and then somebody goes haywire and goes and shoots some people, it's the fault of the system putting in things like this that create pressures that do this, if it wasn't a false flag. But they want to blame me and free speech, just like they want to blame the Tea Party and send the IRS after them and try to shut them down illegally. That's government oppression, folks. They are the oppressors. Now, here's a report Darren McBrain put together of just a smattering of some of these, and I'll narrate over the visuals if you're a radio listener. But we're streaming the video at Infowars.com/show if folks want to also be able to watch this. Here is the clips.
The talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's kind of like the guru.
They always act like they're telling people who I am.
And he's been on the air since day one saying that this is a job of the FBI. It's a false flag job. You heard the reporter question as to whether it was false flag job, meaning, you know, is this just, you know, they're twisting it around to make it look like it's something else, another entity, but really is the government. It's so sick, and this guy's an idiot, and, you know, the people that put...
They're just mad that we ask real questions.
I
think that this internet stuff with this access now that mm-hmm. people have has made more crazy people. Because people who are borderline crazy now go in there and become...
Well,
you hate the competition, don't you?
Opinion heard. And this guy's on 60 stations, AM, FM, he's on the internet.
I'm a lot more than 60 stations, rich.
He's considered legit among the crazies.
These guys are mostly associated with a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars. The host of the show is a man named Alex Jones. Yesterday afternoon, Matt Drudge, who's the purveyor of the most influential conservative website in the country, the Drudge Report, yesterday afternoon, Matt Drudge tweeted this. He tweeted, I privately told friends that this will be the year of Alex Jones. One hell of a broadcast in such a homogenized media. Again, this is from the most influential figure in conservative media who is not named Roger Ailes at Fox News Channel. And this is the guy he's now endorsing, saying it's this guy's year.
You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers and you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day?
Hate speech. Now Facebook is apologizing for allowing it worldwide. But can anything be done to stop the hatred? Which is directly linked into the IRS Tea Party scandal.
Oh.
We'll have a factor investigation.
If you surf the net or listen to talk radio, you know there's plenty of hatred being spewed. Facebook having a terrible problem with that, and recently hatred
against women. He's agreeing with going after the Tea Party.
A major controversy.
This is a conservative.
Postings have encouraged violence, rape, other atrocities against women. Hate speech is not a difficult thing.
Hit pause right there. But before he goes back to me with my head swollen up and red. This is Fox News has been caught taking people's faces and stretching them out to make them look deformed. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill O'Reilly talks about sexual abuse of women and then cuts to a clip of me when there's never been any allegations. No one has ever said anything. I treat women very, very well. It's on record. I'm a family man. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill O'Reilly is a pervert. Bill O'Reilly is somebody that calls the police on his callers that disagree with him and actually sends people to their houses for free speech. Bill O'Reilly is a guy that settles sexual harassment stuff, real sexual harassment, where women under him, you know, he calls up and says, you know what the tapes are. You know what he does. And, again, I'm not in Bill O'Reilly's sexual life. If the women want it, good for them. Good for you, Bill. They don't like you. You're creepy. You're like a big spider. And you're going to accuse me of sex stuff when you are a known sellout who basically is blackmailed with all this? You make me sick, pal. You really make me sick. So let's go back to the rest of the pervert, Bill O'Reilly. Here it is.
Allowing it worldwide. But can anything be done to stop the hatred? Which is directly linked into the IRS Tea Party scandal. We'll have a factor investigation.
If you surf the net or listen to talk radio, you know there's plenty of hatred being spewed. Facebook having a terrible problem with that, and recently hatred against women has caused a major controversy. Postings have encouraged violence, rape, other atrocities against women. Hate speech is not a difficult thing to identify. It's based on personal attacks designed to injure. That's hate speech, and Facebook knows it. Sad fact is there is an audience for that. But in a noble country, hate speech and those who traffic in it
should be rejected and shunned.
That's right.
And in a just country, the abuse of federal power to punish conservatives or anybody else should be a crime.
We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours.
Before these rumors about government tyranny reach the mainstream, they often start with an extremely popular internet radio host, Alex Jones.
So we're going to look at the type of tyrants in the Obama administration.
Jones claims he has 2 million listeners for his internet broadcasts and that millions more watch his YouTube broadcasts and his dozens of documentaries. He also has several websites full of articles
supporting
his fears of government oppression and a tyrannical New World Order.
Oh, no, none of that's
basically
happening.
Basically looking at the federal government now as an occupying force, basically a foreign occupying force, a tyranny. And that justifies a lot of bad behavior.
Yes, this is the same guy who has been selling the idea that the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School and the massacre at Aurora, Colorado were actually fake. They were faked as an excuse to take away our guns and
they were really,
enslave us to
people
the giant
really killed.
To hide beneath the U.N. building.
Oh, I never said wasp hide under the U.N. building. No, you do.
It was also fake. It was faked for political purposes. The same guy who says he doesn't believe the Columbia space shuttle disaster actually happened. He doesn't believe there was in Oklahoma City.
Ladies and gentlemen, I never said that the Columbia disaster didn't happen. The San Francisco Chronicle reported the FBI confiscated film video footage shot from an observatory of a laser as it came into orbit or came into the atmosphere. A green laser tracked it for 6 seconds and it blew up. It was the San Francisco Chronicle, witch, and you know that. I said it should be investigated. That's what I said. I didn't say it didn't happen. I didn't say wasps were living under the UN building. That'd be better than who is living under it. I mean, it's just total lies. Here, let's continue.
He says the Boston bombing was also fake. It was faked for political purposes. The same guy who says he doesn't believe the Columbia space shuttle disaster actually happened. He doesn't believe there was actually an Oklahoma City bombing. Naturally, of course, he also knows and sells the idea that 9/11 was an inside job. So that landing gear, that must be faked too. The conspiracy continues. In every tragedy, the InfoWars Alex Jones world thinks they see a conspiracy. Alex Jones should be disqualified from participating in Republican Party politics. His crackpot theories shouldn't prompt actual hearings in Congress, and they shouldn't inspire actual legislation in Congress, and you shouldn't do a money bomb on his show when you are running for Congress. Do not fundraise on this theater of the absurd by showing yourself to be one with this.
That's right. No more Alex Jones. Stop.
The hashtag is InfoWars pickup lines. People are making up.
It's discrediting you. Don't listen to him.
The idea is that if you like InfoWars,
if they really wanted to bring us down, they would say, "Have more, Alex." No. They're like, "No, not him. No."
Jones, who says we faked the moon landing, and that 9/11 was an elaborate hoax, and that it was secretly the White House that bombed the Boston Marathon. Michelle Obama was totally in on it, and also there was no massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. All of those things were hoaxes. They were all faked by the government so we can be enslaved in FEMA concentration camps with the black helicopters and have our organs harvested for the aliens or whatever. If you are one of those folks, if you are a conspiracy theorist who believes in the Glenn Beck, Alex Jones view of the world, well, that doesn't mean you don't need love.
Tonight there are urgent calls for more airport security at LAX and airports across the country, as investigators are studying a shadowy subculture which may have encouraged a disturbed young man.
The TSA has a thankless job, enforcing procedures we all tolerate through gritted teeth. A popular target.
No kidding. Who else wants a job grunting men, women, and children all day?
Among some anti-government activists, the agency embodies a federal government that's too invasive, corrupt, and incompetent. But today, the U.S. Attorney General took strong exception.
No feelings about the government can possibly justify those kinds of actions.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
And again, the sync was off on that video if you're watching us on television. We're going to put out another one of those with the key clip I really want. Is from about a month ago where they said, I'm behind the Boston bombing and I'm deeply racist. That was the main, I mean, there's a bunch of others. There's a whole bunch of others out there. But this is what they do to the free press. While they're engaged in tyranny across the board, this is how they act. Jackie Mason's coming up, and then we're going to get to a bunch of other breaking news. I'm Alex Jones, and if you are watching and listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Yes, we've been trying on the wine spread much too long.
Well, he's been listed as one of the top 50 comedians of all time, and he's, of course, been in many films, you name it. Jackie Mason, I always have enjoyed his piercing humor, and I think we got him on the line right now. Jackie Mason joins us. He made headlines when he called Obama a lying maniac, and you know what, Mr. Mason, how dare you say that? How dare you say that Obama lied to us and said that nobody would be kicked off of the kicked off of their insurance? Obama says he never said that, sir. I'm being sarcastic. Earlier.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Earlier, I know you weren't having good audio. We're going to send that over to you. Mr. Mason, can you hear me? Yeah, earlier he couldn't hear me either, so that's why he hung up. And then Yes, Mr. Mason, can you hear me?
Are we having some kind of problem?
I think we may be. Can you hear me now, Mr. Mason?
Very slightly.
Okay, well, tell us what you think of Obama and what's been happening.
Well, what's happening is that this man turned out to be the greatest liar of all time, but he's been doing it since he became president. Everybody chose not to notice it because everybody felt a moral obligation to prove to themselves that they're accepting him, that they're enjoying him, that they fear him, that they're paying tribute to him like he has some kind of a connection with godliness or holiness, and it's somehow tasteless and obnoxious and disgusting to somehow recognize him for what he is, a plain-out liar who has no conscience about saying whatever he pleases, no matter who he writes, no matter what kind of fraud is about, and no matter how he persecutes innocent people like with the IRS, or does anything immoral or indecent. I like telling a blatant lie about that whole war. Recently, he said, this is the red line is Thursday, the red line is Friday, and I said the red line, I didn't mean a very red line, I meant the pink line, maybe a purple line, maybe there's no line at all, I don't remember what I said, but you misunderstood me, because that's not what I meant. He has all kinds of explanations and definitions that have nothing to do with reality, because the man has no conscience and nobody chose to notice it.
Whenever you come out and criticize our dear leader, Kim Jong-un, Obama, the media will attack you and say, how dare you talk about our gracious leader? I don't think we've ever had a president that is this big a liar. Do you think Obama should win the UN?
He makes Nixon look like an honest man. He makes Clinton look like an honest man. Clinton said, I smoked, but I didn't inhale. Well, you put a pastrami sandwich in your mouth if you didn't want to swallow it.
Wiping all the middle class out, and that's the Cloward and Piven plan. In fact, the architect of the Obamacare, as you know, came out Sunday and admitted the plan is to wreck health care and bring in total socialism. JackieMason.com. We got a few more minutes with him. On the other side, I'm going to ask him about a couple other things that are happening. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Comedic legend Jackie Mason is on the show. Really excited to get him on. And I admire his courage early on to criticize Obama when they were saying that he was like the second coming of the Messiah or something. And I got to tell you, Obama's worse than I thought he would be. I wish he would have been a good president. I'm not a very partisan person. I'm a libertarian. And I got to admit, I was blindsided by how bad Obama's been. He should be impeached, I believe, for persecuting the Tea Party, pro-life groups, Christian groups, so many other conservative groups, libertarian groups. I mean, again, that makes Nixon look like an angel. JackieMason.com is the website. Folks can find all your tour dates that are coming up. I want to come see you next time you're in Texas. Jackie, getting into the Obama cult, I mean, people use Hitler analogies, I think, too much, but Mao analogies, Stalin analogies, the cult of personality, maybe a Fidel Castro analogy. I mean, this guy is a cult leader with his followers. I'm really concerned with how they're buying billions of bullets and federalizing the police and saying they want to arrest the Tea Party and saying George Washington's a bad guy in the new army manuals. I mean, do you think Obama could try to become a dictator? And what do we do to stop Obama?
The truth of the matter is that it's very easy to stop them. The people are just too wound up with the great pleasure that they're getting out of being able to convince themselves that they're great civil rights crusaders, that they're great civil rights libertarians. He became an excuse for people who feel guilty. understand, no matter what, that everything they claimed about being somehow an underdog because you're black is exactly the opposite. It creates a special privilege, a special class. Now you're on the TV associated with him, and you're desperate to prove to yourself that you're helping him and you're partner with him and getting ahead in life. He became your way of proving to yourself that you're a great, great human being, and you're concerned and compassionate about the underdog by helping this man do whatever he pleases. And whenever they hear any criticism of him, they decide not to notice it. You talk to any Democrat who loves Obama, it's easier to criticize their mother than obey anything about Obama. Shut up. They can't stand it. They'll attack you. They'll try to get a truck and run you right over. They'll destroy and kill anybody who has a word to say against Obama. So he was a free man. It's a sad commentary on this country that it took this long for people to start noticing what a broken down character he is, what a terrible, unbelievable liar, and how he has no character, no conscience. Nobody even noticed it till now. Even now, the Democrats are surrounding him and protecting him. But this is the first time there's a crack. There's absolutely, for the first time, a crack in their protectiveness and their determination to protect him no matter what. That's why his Gallup poll today went down to 39.
Jackie Mason.
If it wasn't him, his popularity number right now would be down to number 2, or he would be in jail. But they're finally beginning to crack. But look what it took. They had to lose all their money from their own pockets, and they had to see that they have no health care left, and they had to notice that their whole family might be in trouble by Thursday. And this finally started to affect them because they couldn't run from it anymore. People are so selfish and so concerned about reality when they went under to protect them that they have to find themselves being so disoriented and so thrown for such a loop and maybe thrown out, losing their rent, losing their job, losing their health, and lose everything before they'll begin to notice what a low character this man is.
Jackie Mason, the famous comedian, joins us, and he speaks out when he sees things, you know, are going on. We see major persecution of artists, comedians, Hollywood folks who aren't complete communists. Most of the people I talk to are actually more libertarian or conservative in Hollywood, but they're all scared because the system will persecute them and try to stop them from getting work. We had a top national illustrator in here yesterday who's lost work because Anthony Frieda, because he's been critical of Obama. I mean, these people are not liberals. They're authoritarians, and you've called them out on that. What do you think Obama's going to do? You're a smart guy, been around a while. Now that his facade is imploding, now that we learn that he wants to bankrupt the country, to socialize it, to make people dependent, what do you think he's going to pull now that people are seeing through him? Because I'm really concerned right now.
I think you should be less concerned for the first time than you ever were before, because before he was getting away with any kind of crooked thing he wanted to do because he was free with impunity to destroy anything. Now everybody is watching him very carefully. Now everybody is really frightened. Now they saw it right to their face how they could be wiped out, and literally destroyed by him. So now they're ready for him. And now as soon as he makes a crooked move, the whole country, even as some of the zealots on his side, are beginning to crack and for the first time beginning to notice that they better protect themselves. So now they're ready for the fight. Now they all got a gun ready to shoot. Before, they were running like thieves and ready to pretend that they didn't know what he was even talking about.
Let me ask you this question, sir, and to get any other final points you want to make, because you always have a lot to say. I don't want to be the only one asking the questions. Again, we're joined by Jackie Mason right now live on air. What do you think really makes Obama and his czars tick? I think it's 7 of them have praised Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in history. I mean, what's wrong with these people? Don't they know socialism doesn't work and is a nightmare?
Well, you could ask that about any socialist anywhere in the world. There's still socialist parties and communist parties all over the world. There's still these type of dictatorships all over the world. Why do they still exist anywhere? You could ask that same question. The people chose not to notice when he ran for president from the first day that he was in a church where they were condemning America and cursing America and cursing white people every day. And he made it sound like he just happened to be there. He didn't know what they were saying. He didn't know what they were doing. He didn't know I said before, they were desperate to have a black man who somehow doesn't look like Al Sharpton.
Well, I know this.
The president of the United States, his mentality was never with this country or with this system, and he was here to destroy it from the first day. And his great manager's partner, the guy Bill Ayers, who started him off in his business, was a not revolutionary. Actually, killed people.
I know, it's crazy, but I mean, that'd be like if you attended a weekly Klan rally for 21 years and then said you didn't know what the Klan was talking about.
Right.
I mean, that church was so racist.
Right. As if I was at a Klan meeting and I was pretending, I saw sheets and pillowcases. I thought it was a January white sale. I had no idea.
I know. I mean, why? But I mean, that's the thing. We called Clinton Slick Willie. I watch his lies, and I guess the dam is finally broken. They're so absurd. He goes, I'll hire no lobbyists, hires the most. I'll cut the deficit in half, doubles it to record levels. He says, I'm not coming after any of your guns, I promise. Comes after all of them. I mean, with Obama, whatever he says, it's the opposite.
There's no conscience in this man. I don't think if a guy spoke to you and you caught him lying to you, you wouldn't talk to him again because you know he's a liar. This guy lied to you every day for 5 years and you chose not to hear it. Everybody pretended he's talking to another country, to somebody else. As though he was the president of Uruguay. He would never know he was the president of this country from the way people liked it.
Well, you know, that's what bums me out, is that they've got all the statistics out that race relations have gotten the worst they've been since the 50s. And it's just such a bummer because you look at MSNBC, they are using race to divide everybody. They are the ones pushing race. What do you say about that? I mean, how do we really bring America together?
They keep pretending that the Republicans are racist. They keep pretending that the Republicans, they say the Tea Party is a racist organization because they found one guy with a crooked sign. That's why 30 million people became racist.
All right, Jackie, I know you got to go. You got another call coming in. Anything else you'd like to leave us with?
Well, that's about it for me. I think I made all my points.
Do you think America will survive Obama?
I have no doubt we'll survive because already the turnaround is happening. When a guy's popularity goes down from 52 to 39 in a week and a half, you can bet your life he's on the right trajectory all the way down to nothing.
Good. All right. Thank you so much, Jackie Mason. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. What a character. He kept doing that laugh. It's making me laugh. I laugh when I think about how ridiculous the lying is. And I'll have like Nightline here or AP will call me or whatever. I don't even talk to them anymore because they'll go, you believe there's no moon landing. And I said, I never said that. I've had top NASA engineers on to just say what really happened. And they say we went to the moon. But there was a lot of secret stuff, so they showed people some fake stuff. No, you didn't. You said we didn't go to the moon. I'm like, I'm just not going to talk to you. Or they call up and say, it just goes on and on. I mean, they're just digging through everything right now. And the thing is, there's nothing I'm hiding. But it doesn't matter. They'll just manufacture something. And it's like, look, Rand Paul, out of 1,000-plus speeches the last 4 years, and out of hundreds of articles he wrote, there were two lines not properly attributed in them. Plagiarist, robber, liar. Oh, and look, with his college buddy 15 years ago, Ted Cruz gave $6,000 to a company, an international brokerage. $6,000, he forgot to put on his form. Oh, my gosh, he forgot. I mean, he obviously missed $6,000. The guy's worth millions of dollars in the private sector. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you see him trying to destroy Rand Paul, Ted Cruz right now, the Republican leadership, the Democrats, the Republican leadership want to prop up Obamacare because they've been paid by the big banks and the number one contributors and the defense contractors, and then who's next? The insurance companies that are just really the banks. And I'm watching the galactic train wreck, and almost every Democrat I know smiles and goes, yeah, so what do the premiums go up? That's to bankrupt and bring the whole thing down. Then we'll have true socialism. And I look at them and I go, do you have any idea what real socialism is going to be like run by these crooks? And I just go, and it's, I mean, I know people that live in England. I know people that live in Canada. It nightmare healthcare, folks. You get a brain tumor that's 98% operable. I've seen this on C-SPAN in Prime Minister's questions. They admit this. Tony Blair, because this is one of the most popular questions, and I've seen and then the next two, Brown and then Cameron, and they'll say, my constituents had a lung tumor that was, 75% operable, done in the first 6 months, had to wait 2 years and died. Or they'll say, little Ginny McCartney, or whatever the name of the girl was, had a 98% operable tumor, a spongino, whatever they're called. And I'm watching this, and fibrotoma, or whatever the name is. But she had to wait 18 months and died. And then I talked to Paul Watson, who couldn't do work for about a week. And he's like, Alex, I'm scared. They won't let me see a private doctor. You have to get permission. All they give me is a packet. That's what they give the military. Oh, you're feeling sick? Here's a packet with some Tylenol, some Advil, and then some tissue papers and some hand wipes and a little thing of cough syrup. And you go home, and Watson was coughing blood up. And finally, he had to start basically threatening him. He was going to do a news article, and they gave him a little letter and said, you can now go to the private health clinic. Imagine you go in and you've got strep throat. I mean, I've had strep throat before, folks, and literally you can't get out of bed. It hurts so bad. It feels like you're being stabbed in the throat. Imagine Watson was like, I might have to come to America just to get the medicine. Fever's been really bad. They won't. I mean, this is what it's like. And these idiots look at me and they go, oh, it's going to be so wonderful. We'll get our free deal. This isn't even like Northern Europe, the only place that can actually run socialism and have it work somewhat. And now that's all going bankrupt for 60 years. Because the Northern Europeans are so communal and so ordered, just like the Japanese, like crime went down after the tsunami. Crime went down when stuff was bad. The Japanese are just like Northern Europeans when it comes to just crime rates so low that it just staggers the mind. And, they have socialism, and they have doctors, and they have pretty good health care. Unless they decide you're too old and don't deserve this, they kill your butt. They let you die. Not if it's your choice. That's fine. No, they choose to kill you, and now they're going to teach your kids how to kill themselves for the earth. See how it always becomes that. So the best models out there are hellish at best. Downright part of Satan at worst. And now we're going to have this kleptocrat model that isn't even socialism. It's rapism, scamism, total fraudism, kleptocraticism. I don't know the term. Total fraudism, biblical level scamism. I mean, I you had like all these special interests, big insurance companies, big banks, big hospital groups, in there writing a 3,000-page bill, 10,000 pages of writers. Here's the deal. There is truth that the government couldn't get itself together for this because they wanted to hammer America, have a direct tax to private corporations, bring in eugenics, lower the standard of care, shut down small insurance companies and clinic groups that are running a free market system, keeping prices down. They wanted, you're right, American healthcare is broken because big foreign banks that are tax exempt are running it. We've gone from the cheapest, best healthcare in the world 50 years ago in every metric to the most expensive in the world, but still some of the best. People all the world come here. Royalty, Saudi Arabia, England, they come here. And now they're going to gut that up one side and down the other. And folks, when they bring in the national health care system and they're done, you will still have a subgroup. Under the national health system, though, you'll pay exorbitant prices in taxes for the insurance, and when you go to the hospital, to the insurance companies. There is now no buffer, no special interest for people. It is big business able to get any amount they want from you under these laws. Now, what do you think they're going to do when they wrote it? And, of course, the answer by the average trendy is, well, of course they were at the table. That's how you get this done. No, they weren't at the table. They ran the whole show. They set the table. And suckling pig was on the menu. And they see us in our future as suckling pig. Suckling pig, baby pig with an apple in its mouth, cherries in its eyes. a delicious dish, but I just can't take myself to eat it. It's too horrific looking at it on the table. But all the trendies in New York, all the liberals, they like suckling pig. Saw articles about that. They all got little fake wannabe eyes wide shut parties. Ooh, so trendy. They're really a bunch of demons, folks. They're not liberals. They're sitting back laughing at everyone. It's so funny to them. And with the Republican leadership, a bunch of bloated, degenerate scumbags. They are all in there, just absolutely laughing and messing with stuff. And they've got all the riot troops ready, the breakdown of society. They're slowly cutting off the welfare. Just that we're all of us in a big laboratory with a bunch of pot-bellied pedophiles running around controlling us. I mean, just get ready, because they're getting ready to drop the hammer with false flags. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hurricanes, job loss, uncertain times. There are so many good reasons to be prepared. Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Everybody knows Obama loves you. Everybody knows the vaccines are good. Everybody knows that John McCain is trendy.
Everybody knows the war is over.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows
the good guys lost.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich.
Nobody will tell the poor not to buy lottery tickets. Nobody will tell them that government's not going to give them a lottery ticket and a bunch of free stuff. The poor are only given food stamps and stuff to control them. Because they're afraid you're going to have your own community, your own businesses. Food stamps and welfare destroyed the black community in this country that was wealthy. It's a fact. And it's going to destroy every community worldwide when the globalists are done. This article that's up on InfoWars.com, I don't have time to get to the newscast, but I should have covered this more today. This is really what's frightening, that you will be sexually assaulted by the police nationwide, whether it's New Mexico, whether it's Texas, whether it's Seattle, Washington. The state police now pull you over, and they don't even smell marijuana. In the old days, if they thought you had hard drugs, they'd take you in and have a medical exam. Now they just do it on the side of the road, and they don't even change gloves. I mean, it's like anything to show that we're desecrated garbage. But this new article, police doctors force man to undergo humiliating enemas, anal exams, and x-rays. Narcotics search turned up nothing, but man was billed by hospital for 8 anal probes, all because he clenched his buttocks during routine traffic stop. What does that mean? So the cop gets you out of the car, and I might clench my butt. I'm going to be honest, folks. When I drive by the state police now, I'm going to be honest. A lot of stuff doesn't scare me, but a man coming after my hind end, I mean, let me tell you. Or a woman, period, you know, just like a cop. I mean, that's scary, man. I see the state police now, and I think I actually do clench my butt. And I'm not trying to be funny here. When I see the state police now, I was driving home last night and saw them, had somebody pulled over, and I literally thought, oh, my gosh, that's a butt pirate right there. I mean, that is, I'm not joking. I mean, the state police now in Texas ought to be renamed. They had a softball team. In fact, look up the Texas State Police softball team in Austin. And they got to rename it to the Butt Pirates.
You wanted to have sex with me?
Sorry. I mean, and look, I don't do this kind of stuff on air, talk about sex and stuff like that. The police are doing this. The TSA are stuck. We've got to say no. It's the TSAification of the entire world. How much more cuckoo does it get? KOB Eyewitness 4 reports that Patel's the case emerged during a federal lawsuit recently, with medical records and police reports indicating that deputies used the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office and police officers with the city forced David Eckert to undergo multiple anal cavity searches, saying that they had probable cause to search for drugs. His crime, not making a complete stop at a stop sign. And the judge called it an unethical process. Or no, the judge didn't call it. Somebody else called it an unethical process. Man, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, it's just, stuff is so screwed up. And the saying, don't tase me, bro. How about don't proctology me, bro? And then 8 times. You know, it's like that guy they tortured with the broken broomstick, almost killed him, Padilla. All they had to say nowadays, we're just doing a medical exam. Maybe they could shoot you with a shotgun in the hind end and, like, blow your guts out and go, we were just checking. Officers did it for you guys. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, Lord willing. We have some big breaking news as well. Survival Shield, nascent iodine dietary supplement. It's very powerful, amazing. It's available at InfoWars Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only 2 ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.